Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled The Whole Truth, featuring Drew Amar and Dan Adamson, who's on the show for the first time. So we're really excited about that. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring warriorsforchrist.com, salonx.com, and truthrevealed.com. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including insurrection.com, privacy.com, Law.com, bladesmith.com, and ventures.org. And we talk about sell-through rates for domain investors and other domain topics, along with a few unrelated topics, including professional sports and the upcoming Super Bowl. Go Eagles. But don't worry, there's plenty of domain talk on the show today. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. And please remember to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And we also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And a huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about in order to get more sales and keep your costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at Unstoppable Domains and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Fly, Eagles, fly, and go Birds. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. Yeah, these are the experts, the OGs. I'm a little extra hyped today. We got a special guest. We're going to get to that. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I talk to the Sherpas, introduce them, drop a couple AKAs, see what's going on, talk about some related things, some unrelated things, all that kind of stuff for you domain maxis that just want to skip all that and get right to the domain game. We will have the timestamp in the description. We do that for you. You're welcome. And then we got the domain game. That's where we'll hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score and get some swag somehow, some way, someday to the winners. But you know that the swag exists because Amar's wearing it right now. It's like, so it's like, obviously it exists.
I want to
name check in a jet. We look at a list of domains coming in for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. Yeah. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, get Rickrolled in this piece, a.k.a. Greybeard, the domain pirate, who kind of shaved his gray beard. So I'll leave it at that. What's up, man? What's happening?
All good. All good in the hood, man. I'm, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. I'm very much enjoying watching the guts get ripped out of the United States government. That shit is great. I just love watching that. Just like rip it out. I hope they just rip it out till it's dead. And then they're like, oh shit, we went too far. And then it's like, all right, we'll put this back. We'll put that back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope they overdo it and then work backwards.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? A little bit of pain is my wrestling coach. You know what I'm saying? He used to beat us to the point of like, I wanted to die. Most important person in my life. Dude, he used to tell us, pain is temporary, pride is forever. No pain, no gain. You know what I mean?
Boom.
And so all these little wimp-ass pussies out there, hey, shut up. All of you. And if you don't like
edit.
No, not edited. This is what is necessary for forward progress. And all y'all who are crying, and I don't care if you like Trump, I don't even like Trump, but if you like Trump, don't like Trump, it doesn't matter. If you aren't for ripping the guts out of all this fat and just waste and corruption, just, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? How do you look in the mirror at night?
How do you look in the motherfucking mirror? Hey, I don't know what the over-under was on Drew diving into some politics, but I think it was definitely the under. You know what I'm saying? We got that.
This wasn't political. This wasn't the political. This was purely, I was speaking from an entertainment standpoint. I'm really enjoying this.
No, but I will say this. I am with you. I do think it's kind of like, you know, when you lift, right? You're trying to tear the muscle, and then so that it builds back
up.
That's
it. Right? Growth comes. No pain, no gain.
And it's true. And I do think there is so much government waste. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Like, you have to recognize that the government is really terrible at everything. They're so inefficient. There's so much waste that it's like the idea of clearing the decks and kind of starting fresh. I mean, obviously, that's going to create some problems, and you got to be somewhat careful because there are people dependent.
Were we not creating a lot of problems with what we had? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
I don't know. If I look back on the last 4, 8, 12, 16 years, seems to me like every day there was a whole bunch of other problems. At least these are problems that are moving us toward progress. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll buy that.
Yeah, anyways, I don't know. I guess it's all good. I'm not even trying to be political, but it does boggle my mind when I sit here. I'm like, I hope the average person, it's just like watching the news, they're up on X, and they're just like watching all these people moan and groan and complain. And I'm sure some of you in the domain industry are part of this. And I just don't understand you. Like, what is it you don't like about, oh, let's uncover the fraud. Oh, let's find out who's a criminal in the government. Oh, let's find out who is like an implanted Marxist from China. Maybe that's a good idea. Like, I don't know. I watch this and I'm just like, I don't even care anymore. I think it's amazing to watch. I really truly believed it was impossible. And so I feel like I'm watching the impossible become possible. And you got all these people that are like, this is bad. Boom. And I'm just like, I don't understand. I want to get whoever you are out there. I want to hear from you. I want you to come on and talk to us. I want to hear your side. Like, I don't like to uncover fraud. I don't like knowing who the criminals in my government are. I don't like knowing that we were funding $50 million of condoms into Gaza. Like, I mean, you know what's funny too? Is the motherfuckers, they're the best ones. The people that are like, no, $50 million of condoms for Gaza, that shit was important. And it's like, so they're the same ones that are like, yo, I love Hamas and free Palestine. You know, I'm like, yo, you realize the reason they're sending $50 million condoms to Gaza is to freaking control the population? You know, same thing, just trying to settle it down. That dude's just breeding like dogs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, boom. You know, they're having 6, 8 kids for every kid in the Christian world. And so these are facts. Dude, that's true. That's not a speculation. It's true. And so it's like, but no, but it's the dichotomy. It's like, how do you balance that in your head? How do you go, yes, all this pro-Palestine, and then you go, oh, we need to send $50 million of condoms to Palestine. It's like, I don't understand you. Your brain's broken. Anyways, those are my thoughts. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, not political at all, though, you know? So that's just, you know, like you said, which is good.
Entertainment. I mean, we could break down the Grammys if you want.
Hey,
but this is way better.
We could get into the Grammys. So, but yeah, B, Beyonce best country artist. Like, I don't know. Like, the simulation is kind of messed up at the moment. But
they broke the algorithm. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Beyonce. All right, let's keep it moving. I'm gonna go ahead and so that was good. That was good. It doesn't matter. No one's actually gonna see that because, you know, we're gonna cut it. But
no, we're not gonna cut it.
But I do agree, and I will make the point because this is kind of what I do, right? Which is, like, you know, sort of soften the edges. But I do agree. I think that going in and clearing up, like, clear the decks of all the nonsense just to get a sense of where's the money going, like, what are we doing, I think is a real pot, especially because we're running at such a deficit as a country, right? Like, you can't run a $2 trillion deficit and not tackle that at some point. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's as simple as that.
It's just, like, very strange to me to watch. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, that's like, whoa, it's like, no, my team didn't win the Super Bowl. It's like America won the Super Bowl. And then you got people like, no, bad outcome. And you're like, yo, like.
Yeah, speaking of Super Bowl, though. Hey, speaking of Super Bowl, we got the Super Bowl coming. My Eagles, the Eagles against the Chiefs.
Yeah, but yo, what I've been reading is that the whole thing is scripted. The whole NFL is just a fugazi. The whole thing's fugazi.
By the way, you and Jen are supposed to do this conspiracy, Sherpa. I don't know.
So check it out.
Somebody else knows that one.
If this happens, you know it's a conspiracy. I saw this dude. He was like, look, whatever. I got the inside track on the script. And so Eagles going to be down bad. And then there's going to be a fumble turnover in the third. In the third, okay, there's going to be a fumble turnover. And then they're going to still be down bad, but they're going to score. And that's going to be like the turning point at the end of the third. And then in the fourth, they're going to come alive and the Eagles are going to win.
Kansas City's going to lose. Let's go.
If you see that, and the whole reason they're doing that is to try to save face and prove that, oh, they weren't just promoting, you know, whoever that fruitcake is that pretends to date the robot girl with the no, you know, with no butt. What's her name? Taylor Swift.
Okay, so you're referring to Travis Kelce for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you're referring to Taylor Swift, you know, biggest pop star in the world. But I feel you. Hey, look, if that's the way the thing plays out, I don't care, scripted or not. I want the Eagles
to
win this game.
Taylor Swift, most popular pop star in the world. When people say that shit, it makes me feel like it's like when people were like, yeah, Joe Biden's the best president we ever had. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that they tell you and then people repeat it. Like... In case y'all didn't figure it out.
What are you talking about, man? You see, the numbers don't lie, bro. Like, her tour,
she can't
even
dance. It's like, I don't know. She looks fake. The whole thing's like, I don't know.
Dude, we're not even out of Drew's AKA yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, but all right.
Drew,
so, hey,
I feel like you're getting progressively more conspiracy theorist.
Dude, like, wait till you see.
But here's the, let me just explain to you. This all started in 2019. When I was the first person that you know to have discovered that there was this, you know, weird virus coming out of China that was about to hit the stage in a big way, and I correctly predicted every single thing that was going to happen, including kids getting schools closed, putting masks on kids in school, all of us wearing masks, vaccines, all of you. I predicted the whole thing. I sent you the paper. You read it. All right, and so
we did all get them. We did all get
anyways,
the memo.
That's where it all started. And then I don't know. All of a sudden, I got woken up, and I was like, "Oh, look around! Oh, look, we're just getting bah, 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 in the backside from every direction by the government." And it's like, "Oh, turns out everything they tell you is either a lie or is like meant to harm you." And so, you know, the more I start looking into things, the more conspiracy theories you uncover. And then, you know, in case you didn't notice, 2024 was a year where conspiracy theories went from theories to actual conspiracies that need to be prosecuted. You know what I'm saying? Like a goddamn RICO. You know what I'm saying? That's where conspiracy comes from. So anyways, that's the reason, is because the more layers of this onion they keep uncovering, the more we realize that all those conspiracy theories are true. Now, the only ones that I do not believe in is all this alien bullshit. There's no goddamn aliens. They didn't come visit. These things flying around are U.S. advanced craft or weapons or something. And don't let them convince you that you got, you know, that the aliens are here, because that's a psyop. But all these other conspiracy theories, I think they're mostly true. At least a strong percentage of it is true. Otherwise, it wouldn't have actually. So, CIA, who invented the term conspiracy theory, also said that no lie will travel without a seed of truth. Or is it something? I'm paraphrasing, but basically, a lie will not propagate unless there's a seed of truth. Meaning that these conspiracy theories, in order for them to become popular and be discussed, and you know, end up with a 4chan thread or something, you know, there has to be a seed of truth there. And you know, with time, we find out that all these conspiracy theories, all the ones about Vietnam, they were all true. All the ones about JFK, guess what? True. CIA did kill JFK.
Yes, but on the flip side,
why are you getting more conspiratorial? Well, I don't know. Maybe because the CIA killed the United States president and Martin Luther King and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers, and they're still killing people. They might have even been the ones that tried to kill Trump. So, you know, I don't know. There's that.
In the words of Mark Twain, you know, a lie can travel around the world while the truth is still getting its boots on. So there is something to that as well. But hey, look, let's keep it moving. I will say, though, when you talk about conspiracy theories and stuff, there's a great Simpsons episode called The Island where Homer starts his own show, like a Mr. X website where he's busts out all these crazy conspiracy theories. One of them turns out to be true. And it leads to him getting kidnapped basically by the shadowy governmental group and sent on an island where they send people who know too much. And Drew could very well find himself on the island very soon. We can only hope. Anyway,
Know, that island is called Diego Garcia, and it's home of .io.
And that's how all roads lead
to
domains.
And that's how we bring it all back to domain, because all roads lead to domains.
All roads.
Even the roads on Diego Garcia.
even the roads on Diego Garcia. All right, hey, let's keep it moving. So that's Drew's introduction. That's Drew, everybody. let's keep it moving. Dan's like, what did I do? Why did I come on here? I haven't even introduced Dan. Y'all don't even know who Dan is yet. All right. Oh, let's keep it going around the horn. Next up, we got Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte. What's up, man? Like, live from Las Vegas, still in Las Vegas because he lives there. What's good, man? It was great seeing you at the ICA, and how you living?
Good. Very good. It was few days of recovery after that, but it was a lot of fun.
Man. You didn't even remember that we had booked this Sherpa. We talked.
That's how much fun I was having.
That's how much fun it was.
Saw the invite come in. You're like, hey, so we're doing a Sherpa? Okay, cool. Like, no, dude, last night you were all hyped up about it, man. Like, you couldn't stop talking about it. All right, well, all good. Let's keep rolling. And let me go ahead and introduce our special guest for the first time on the show. First time with me as host. First time overall. We got the one and only Dan Adamson, a.k.a. Danielson, a.k.a. Dan the Man, Levitan, Good Morning Vietnam, a.k.a. Laces Out Dan, a.k.a. Dan Adams Family Sin, a.k.a. Stock X. I see all those kicks behind you, a.k.a. Danfield, Let's Go Reds. But you're actually from Manchester, so what's your team?
United.
United. I'm actually a Liverpool fan, so that's why I had to throw that in there. But let's go ahead and give them your bio real quick. So from Manchester, for those of you who don't know, director of Indefinite, where he manages the domain portfolio, which is a very, very serious domain portfolio. Been in the space for 15 plus years, starting with Frank Schilling and Vern Jurevich at Uniregistry. Big shout out to Frank and Vern. Work with Jeff Gabriel. Big shout out to Jeff to grow the brokerage team there. You guys got it to 40, 50 brokers. Obviously, that was a well-oiled machine. Transitioned to GoDaddy as part of the Uni acquisition. Then left to work with the one and only Yoni. Shout out to Yoni to manage and monetize the domain portfolio. All that good stuff. Another OG in the space. First time on the show. I'm glad that we were able to rope you in. I'm sorry that you walked into what you walked into. But, you know, it's kind of crazy, man. I mean, you know, people have been around for a while. Like when I went on LinkedIn to kind of pull some stuff for your bio, we have like 800 mutual friends or something. You know what I mean? On LinkedIn, which is like probably we all probably do, right? Like 1,000 common contacts and things. But anyway, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for being here. What's good with you?
Not much. Bit different to Drew. We've just got pain with our government and no gear. Just there.
I mean, you guys got more conspiracies over there than we do in the United States, and that's saying something. Y'all are wilding over there in the UK, but we can't talk about it or they'll arrest you.
They go back a lot further than we do.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, that's a difference. in the US, we can talk about our conspiracies. In the UK, you get jailed for it.
It is pretty crazy.
You only got me interested in Portugal, so, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Come on over. The water's but the air is warm. The sun, and the water's cold, but the air is warm. No, the sun is warm.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, so we were all hanging out in ICA, obviously, and said, hey, we got to get you on the show. Amar was there. He's like, I'm in. I'm definitely in. I'm so hyped up. Next day, hey, what's this invite all about?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, man. Well, look, it's, been too long to get you on. So we can, we're happy to have you here. And, all right, well, let's dive into some actual domain talk. And let's start with the domain game. So we're going to go in order with Drew. So on my screen, I don't know if it's the same, but this will be how people will see it at home. Got Drew, then Amar, then you is kind of how we're going to go. But we'll start with Drew with a buy or a sell. And this is where Drew starts to dig in because he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're going to do what? Play this.
Well, I don't know why you always call me first. I never know.
He's always like, it's like I've never played this game before. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I got one. I got one for you. I mean, it's a very small one, but it's just kind of funny.
All right.
You want to buy or a sell?
It's up to you, man. I always like a sell, but buys are usually
this
I'm
is
a little
sell.
Less.
It's a sell. It's a very, not a big name. But I don't sell threeword.coms all that often. Warriorsforchrist.com.
I don't even know about that.
It's just for you, Dad.
Warriorsforchrist.com.
There we go. We got to put it in the phone, put it in the calculator, and flip it. That's how we do it.
Why did you own that?
Warriors for Christ.
Yeah, I'm getting to the details when it's all done. You feel me?
Warning.
One of his conspiracies, I'm guessing.
Christ, man, we're in the Crusades out here. But
that's it.
All right, we're going to flip it. Whenever you guys are ready, let me know.
Wait, this is Daniel. Ready?
You got your phone? Mm-hmm. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's flip. All right, we got Amar at $1,888. We got Dan at $2,499, and I'm at $4,999. So since I actually don't know what we sold this for, so I get to purchase.
And you guys are all wrong.
Okay.
$7,000.
Woo! Okay. Wow. Look at me with the point.
$7,000.
All right.
No idea why we own that name. We bought it in a package of like 50 domains. And that that particular package of domains is the gift that keeps on giving, because I mean, we've sold, I think there was 54 domains, and I think we've sold like 6 or 7 of the names, which is a pretty good sell-through rate. We bought the package about 4 or 5 years ago. We sold, I think combined about 60 grand. One of them was 30, bunch of, fours and low five known sales. So anyways, Warriors for Christ. But I had it with a $9,995 bin price because I actually think it's a good domain.
There's a lot of usage for that term. I just looked at it.
Look, you got like the Knights, the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of Malta, the all these things. It was all in one form or another. They were all Warriors of Christ. So,
a crusader is really just another word for a warrior for Christ. The
I think that they were on a different tip.
Wow, I don't should do it. This is where right now there's two directions to go right now. Right? It's like, oh, are we gonna go down?
We're not gonna go down. We're
David
not gonna
for
go
conspiracy,
down
like I said, conspiracy Sherpa will be coming with Jen and Drew.
Yes.
And
this is actually true. This is a big announcement. As a matter of fact, I'm putting it out there in the public. Just to be sure that it actually happens, we are going to start a new segment called Conspiracy Sherpa. It will be co-hosted by myself and Jen Sale. And the main host will be your friend JT here, who will squirm and squeal and feel very uncomfortable with the topics we're going to discuss. But we will endeavor to make him as uncomfortable as possible. That is the objective.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to it. This is great. We have no HR department, unfortunately, so I got nobody to complain to. You know, it's like, you know, you're scared, get a dog, you know, go cry on your pillow. Basically what I've been told, so it's all good. But, you know, so, but Warriors for Christ, I think, you know, you also have different nonprofits and things that use sort of like, you know, Wounded Warriors is a local nonprofit here, you know, where we are in Florida that, you know, supports vets and things. And, you know, there's Canines for Warriors and, you know, so, which is also another nonprofit supporting vets and things. So I think you've got, you know, I actually think it's, you know, and obviously religion's, you know, big business, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know. So you don't know what was our average sales or buy price on that portfolio, Drew? Do you know offhand?
Like $40.
Yeah.
Right. So. But that one you probably didn't even look at. That was just like that you probably assigned zero value to that name, and the names you were buying in the portfolio were the one.
No, negative. All of the names were things like that, just random stuff that I would never normally buy. And the only reason is I bought probably like, I don't know, 15 portfolios off this guy. And every time I buy a little, you know, it's always small, 20 names, 50 names, you know, 50, 100 names maybe. But every time I buy a portfolio from him, it pays. Every single time. The names just sell. They just sell. I don't know why. The names that I've never leave. I half the time I'll get an offer, an inquiry, or even a for sale. And I go, oh, shit. You know, something sold on after Nick. I'm like, I didn't even own that name. And then I go look and it was like, sure enough, oh yeah, we did own it. And it was always from his portfolio too.
Yeah. So,
shout out,
you know,
Justin Godfrey. Shout out Justin Godfrey.
Shout out to Justin, man. What's up? But, you know,
an interesting stuff from him too. That's funny.
Yeah. Justin Godfrey. I don't know if he's still really messing around in domains, but he was.
Not so much.
So, what I think is very interesting though is the point you made about how many
snowmobiler.
Names. So you said we've sold, you know, 6-8 names out of the, you know, 50 names or whatever over the course of 4 or 5 years, right? So I think let's take, you know, Dan, and I don't want to make you have to divulge stuff that you can't really get into as far as in the weeds, but you manage a very large, very active domain portfolio. And on the sell-through rate piece, right, I think, you know, we see numbers in the 2 to 5% kind of sort of, you know, thrown around. And I think, you know, based off of what we've seen with just the small portfolio that we're selling with, you know, within our big portfolio, do you guys think that that's some relatively accurate when you're pricing names for sort of for an end user purpose? I know you guys do a lot of different things and you guys are heavy in data trying to figure it out. But, you know, you talk to general sell-through rates or anything like that? I mean, without giving up too much?
Not really, because we don't really put much pressure on hitting a number or anything. So it's just typical deals are there to do.
Okay.
But yeah, the name, we are pretty consistent in the numbers that we hit.
Okay. And then Amar, do you track that kind of stuff as far as sell through? Like, because I see a couple started. Like shout out to Tony Names. I think maybe he's somebody that I've seen, you know, reference something 2% the other day or something. And, you know, I we're always kind of, and a lot of this has to do with pricing, right? If you set your pricing crazy high, then your sell through rate's going to be lower. If you're setting it somewhat as what you sort of feel is the market rate at the end user level, you know, obviously if you're trying to liquidate names,
so
it changes.
What? One nuance that I want to point out that, I personally do not give a shit about sell-through rate. What I do care about is the sell-through rate from a dollar perspective. So what is the actual return on capital? So if you were to look at our sell-through rate on a domain over domain basis, I don't actually even know what it is, but it's probably, it's better than 2%, but it's not high. You know, like we probably sell, I don't even know, on our owned and operated portfolio, I'm not sure, but it's not going to be a high number. I mean, it's probably over 2, it's probably less than 5. Mm-hmm. And, but if you look at the ROI on the capital invested, it's huge. And so that to me is the important number. And if you can consistently be maintaining or increasing that number, then you're on the right track. It's very easy to feel like you're doing well because your sell-through rate's high, but you're not generating enough ROI on the capital invested to actually create a sustainably profitable portfolio for the long term, because turning over names is not what, you know, is not the metric to be following. It's you know, what does that turnover lead to in terms of bottom line?
Would you guys agree that that's somewhat in line with the way you guys approach it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, if you can have a 20% sell-through, but if you're not making money on it, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's fair.
Your pricing too low if you're selling that at that rate, number one. And number two, I kind of look at sell-through. So I just recently started looking at it more. I think last year I was at around 2%. And this year I want to increase that number, but the way I'm moving the needle is by lowering the prices on my, you know, inventory names and the names that I don't necessarily want to hold on to so much. Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of look at it where you have your higher quality names. I don't really care about the sell through there. I just want to get my number. And then the lower, more inventory names, you know, I want to increase that as long as I'm making money. Right. Yep. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Well, I think that's really kind of interesting. The idea of using sell through rate less as a target, more of as a gauge, as a way to determine, hey, if the sell through rate actually gets up to 6, 7, 8%, your names are probably priced too low. Right. Versus a target to try to hit to say, hey, I really want to get to where I'm selling 4%, 8%, whatever it might be. You know, the idea that it's more of a gauge to determine your pricing levels, like, 'cause that's something that we kind of struggle with, but we talk about all the time, you know, is domain valuation and what should we be pricing our names at? Right. And, you know, each name's unique, you know, but they obviously, some of them do rhyme, if you will. Right. And, you know, so, you know, another shout out to Mark Twain. You know, history doesn't always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And,
probably I think that's on you for how you just bastardized what he said.
What do you mean? He said what he said, and I said what I said.
Yeah, he said what he said, and you said what you said, and the two have very little in common.
So what's what is it then?
History doesn't repeat, but it rhymes, is what he said. What you said is these domains aren't the same, but they rhyme.
Analogy. Come on, man. I quoted the quote. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you quoted the quote, you said it the way it was said.
Mark Twain quote.
You analogized the quote.
You don't like the way I analogized it to domains, but I said what the quote was. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, yo, you done fucked that up, man. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you said what he said.
You know? Listen,
yeah,
you gotta
keep don't agree
check.
That it applies to domains, but I'm saying domains.
You do all this, like,
but they're also similar. Like, you could have four characters and different types of traits that put them in similar buckets, bro. That's really all I was mm-hmm. saying.
You know, yeah, but you didn't say that. You said some fruity stuff.
Yo.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You could have just said what you just said, which was actually, you know, something you can, like, oh, I can make a bullet point and follow that as an instruction. But instead, you know, you try to get poetic.
I mean, I'm just rhyming out here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. On that note, let's go ahead and keep it moving on.
You're just like history, dude. You're rhyming.
I'm just rhyming, man. That's it. I'm just rhyming like history. Anyway, go Birds. Go Birds. I'm super nervous about this game, though, man. And
no, but you don't have to, because the whole
according
thing
to Drew, you got some
tokens already. It's in the bag.
I mean, hey, if
the
we
bird,
split or not, we get this win. I'll feel real good about it. All right. Well, let's.
How does that make you feel? Let's analyze. How does it make you feel that your emotions and your well-being are tied and tethered to the outcome of a professional sports team where a bunch of grown-ass men are going to compete in a sport that may be scripted, and you have no participation, no benefit, and yet your emotions and outcome are tied to that? Isn't that a strange feeling for you?
It is strange, you know, but it's like professional wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, man, when Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, you know, won the Intercontinental title, I was pretty fucking hyped up. You know what I'm saying?
And did, like, you actually, he did something, or was you realize
at the time he did? At the time, nothing mattered more. You know what I'm saying? And coming off the top rope. Speaking of coming off the top rope,
that was Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Ricky the Dragon but Jimmy Superfly, and you had Ricky the Dragon. You know, obviously, I mean, back in the day, people still watch a lot of wrestling.
Who was the giant black dude? Was it Booker? That was my dude. Booker T. Was it Booker T? Yeah, Booker T. That was my dude.
Then there was Kamala.
Him and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you Undertaker. Had Booker T.
That was actually one of the only... I never really played video games, but I did get down with some WWF. Or I think it was still WWF back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, you know...
That was good.
Wrestling's still a jam. They're still doing their thing. But anyway, scripted or not, I think, you know, it's just a way, you know, it's
good. Yeah, McMahon's wife is about to be the Secretary of Education for America.
Who's that?
Not sure how that happened, but.
Oh, Vince McMahon. God bless.
Not sure how that happened.
You know how it happened, man. It's just like payola, dog. Like, it's pretty simple.
You're not sure, Drew? No idea.
Anyway, hey, Lamar, you got to buy or sell. What's up, man? What do you got going on? We're still in the domain game here.
Yeah, I got to sell. I'll let you guys choose. Do we want a dot app or a dot com?
.com.
Yeah, dot com, right. Man.
All right. SalonX.com.
Salon
X. Salon X. Okay. Yeah. Salon X.
But I but the sports thing's interesting considering how everybody gets so, you know, into their fandom, right? And obviously Dan knows because
when you say everybody, you mean
a lot of people, you know, these big businesses. But you know, like we get down, like my family, you know, we all root for the same team, so it's like a shared experience, which I think is cool. But I have told the kids over time, like, look, you know, you can't get more upset than the players themselves get, right? At the end of the day, you're rooting for the laundry, right? You know, it's the colors and things.
You got people like stabbing each other over a sports game of like adult men. You know what I'm saying? Like, now look, if this was like kids, like, oh, my kid is playing in the sport, like, I will wild out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will be that dude. But like a bunch of grown ass men playing a sport, like, I appreciate their athleticism, no doubt. Like, literally, I'll be like, wow, I'm like in awe of the athleticism. But I could give a shit less which team wins, which team loses. You know, I appreciate it for entertainment value once in a blue moon. But I don't care which sport. Like, it's just all fugazi. Yeah, I just think the whole idea of, like, grown men.
You're a big football fan, right? I mean, isn't that like, are you guys like in? Are you a casual fan? Like, what's your, talking about for Man U?
Me, oh, we've got season tickets. We're bigger.
See, he's like, that's what I'm saying, man. We fanatics up in here. But it is an interesting dynamic, you know, like when you really want to get like into all that. But anyway, all right. SalonX.com.
Do you throw bows when you're up in there and everybody's getting wild, you know what I mean? You start throwing bows.
Oh, Dan is he's a hooligan.
I'm a 10-year-old kid now.
I mean, they get pretty rowdy over there.
I cried in Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. You know, Ted Lasso, man, is my jam. My favorite line from that show is when, you know, he's talking about something like, oh, you believe in ghost Ted? And he's like, well, I prefer they believe in themselves. You know, I'm just like, that's my guy right there. Like, I felt that. Anyway, hey, let's go ahead. SalonX.com. We ready? Drew, you ready? All right.
Yeah, go.
All right, we got, okay. I'm at 7,500.
Oh!
Drew's at 14,369.
I got
Dan is at 14,999.
JT got it. 9,900.
Boom. I'm Bobby. Oh, what up? I won the domain game today. I won in two rounds. Let's go. Talk to us. Let's go.
So, I've had that name for a long, long time. And I think it's the same person kept inquiring. I never brought the price down. And then they finally pulled the trigger, looks like a couple of weeks ago. It was a name I paid like $250 for.
Wow. And what'd you sell it for?
$9,900.
Nice. Okay. $9,900. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. How long did you have it?
I don't know exactly. Probably like at least 5 years.
Okay. So 5-year hold. And this goes back to a bit of what I was saying on the sell-through rate piece too, which is really one of the things that I think we're always trying to tell new domain investors is the patience piece is so critical. You know, sales don't happen all the time. You know, it's easy to get caught up when you see the people posting to Twitter and or X and, you know, with all the, hey, I had this big sale and I acquired the name 3 months ago and I just sold it for 30X. And, you know, it's easy to get excited and hyped up, but you have to have like enough capital, you know, and be smart about your purchases, especially when you're just getting started. And you really got to be patient, you know?
It was 6 years. I just checked. I got it in 2019.
6 year hold, but you turn $250 into $10,000, you know, minus fees and renewal fees and brokerage fees or whatever. Where did you sell? Was it an Afternic listing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, minus the 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 75, 110%, whatever the fuck they're charging these days. You know, they charge their brokerage fee is 115%. It's like, wait, what? Did you say 15%? No, 115%. We charge you more than the domain sale. You actually lose money selling names, you know? By the way, shout out to Apple.
You got to sell just to be able to pay them.
They're going to charge you before you're going to charge you. You list the name, you have to pay them. You know what I'm saying? They're going to charge you 120% like upon listing. Anyway, so it's good times. It's good times. But all right, cool. Well, 2-0 me. That's awesome. I get to get myself some swag. Worth it. I hope it shows up soon. But we're not done. Let's go, Dan. What you got? You got to buy? You got to sell?
I've got to sell now, just on the theme of what we've been talking about so far.
All right, what's the domain?
This one's truthrevealed.com.
Truth revealed.
Drew bought it.
And this is going to be the name of the new show. It's going to be fucking Truth Revealed. All right. Y'all just playing for second place right now, but let's see if I can get all three. That'd be cool.
Man, this is tough because Yanni is so unemotional about domains. Everything is.
Well, it's crazy because it's like this could either be like a ridiculously high number or a ridiculously low number. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's either going to be like he wanted to liquidate it or they held out. Now I'm like, but which one is it?
Yeah, I know. I just changed my price based on what I think.
Truthrevealed.com. All right. I got a number. All right. Here we go.
Hold on. Okay.
After all that, I'm going to go. I'm going to
change it three times.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Flip it. All right. Yep. All right. So 12,500. That's my number. Amar's at 19,900 and Drew is at $22,369.
I think it was Drew that bought. It was 22,750 that one.
Look at that. Bang. I should get that. I win this game simply because I was so good. I was so close.
Yeah. My first number was 25. So I would have won if I stuck with my first one.
So that's a great price.
I still won. I said 22,369. I was off by $300.
Yeah, that was a great guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I said it's either going to be real high, real low, and then I middle of the road at it anyway, like, you know, which, but that's a great price for that name. I mean, so can you just tell us how long you guys had it and what you bought it for, or ballpark it at least?
I wasn't going to do that one, so I don't have that info right in front of me, but I just remembered we sold it, and I thought it'd be a good one for today, so.
I might even name that. We might even name
it. It sold to Afternic. Those guys sold it for a sale.
I think
priced it like double maybe.
There's probably a 50% chance Drew bought that, and you'll see it in your account soon, JT.
I know. I haven't seen it hit in any of the reporting yet.
It hasn't transferred over yet. That's where Conspiracy Sherpa should be hosted.
Exactly right. Well, and, you know, it's like that was the name Drew was going to talk about.
Hey, Drew, I got a name for you, thewholetruth.com.
Ooh, that's also really, that's really
good. I like that. You own
and truth.tv.
Also very good, The Whole Truth. I'm going to use one of those as the title of today's show, The Whole Truth, maybe. That's pretty cool. That might be the name of today's show. I like that a lot. All right. Well, we've got, so that's good work. I still won, even though Drew somehow
tried to. Go with Truth Revealed.
Truth Revealed.
But The Whole Truth is, that's a banger. And Truth TV. Like
Truth
that.
Revealed, though, is the name of the domain. That's why it's kind of cool if it plays off.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, that's what's up, man. I think that's, that's a very good. Good sale. What do you guys think about? So I think Afternic is about to open up this self brokerage option, right? Is that about to happen? Or maybe they've already launched it. Any thoughts on that?
I saw a note about that. I don't know really what it involves or what the fees are going to be.
It's going to be the same fees. I've actually previewed it. And I mean, it's fine. It's great. You actually get to see information, which I think is the biggest complaint. I asked.
All right. So what do we get? We get like IP address, location.
I don't know exactly what they're going to reveal, but you definitely start, you're going to get to start seeing some information.
So are you going to see who the buyer is?
Email? You don't get an email. I think you get a name. You get to communicate with them, and I think they will show you a name. And I don't know. I think you might get you won't get an IP. I think you get a general location. But I think the big thing that for them, the big step is that they're letting you communicate. That's kind of the big...
Which is an improvement, but it's like, why do I have to pay you guys?
Dude, we've all been through this. We know. Everybody agrees. I you weren't there, but at the ICA, I asked, I'm like, look, if you guys are going to let us start, you know, self-brokering, communicating on our leads, why can't you be more transparent on the Afternic leads, right? Like, if you're already showing us, willing to show us now on this, you should give us the same level of transparency on the brokerage leads.
And?
They said, that's a good point. And then that was that.
Yeah. Kind of like what happens if you complain to the government. You're like, oh yeah, well said, you know, and they'll send you a thank you letter.
Yeah. I'm going to end up on Diego Garcia.
Yeah, exactly.
All roads lead to Diego Garcia. All right, cool. Dan, have you checked that out at all? Have you guys have any interest in how that's going to shake out?
I wasn't even aware of it, to be honest. They didn't mention it to me. But I've been very busy trying to help Sam Dennis get his platform off the ground. So,
okay. Domain Easy, big shout out to Sam.
DomainEasy.com, yeah.
Yeah, so. Domain Easy, yeah. I saw Sam on ICA.
Yeah. There's a product there. I've got guys using it. We've got two girls in Malta that broke an arm for us, and they're using the platform. So, yeah, it works.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, hey, big shit.
Can we just touch on something real quick? Why is it that y'all in England and in Australia, you say broken domains for us? I was thinking about this in the shower the other day. Where does that originate? Like, what the Brits and the Commonwealth people, y'all say broken, and then we say brokery.
I said brokering. Oh, okay. English, you know, and you do speak English.
The Queen's English.
Well, not the Queen's, but, you know.
So. Oh, I actually was like, I got locked in there for a second because we're talking about Domain Easy, and Drew's like, explain to me this. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This is going to be a really good domain talk. Tell me why you said the word brokering the way you just said the word brokering. Like, let's really get over the hood.
Because I've always wondered I still to this day, I don't know what's the difference, what's the origin of the word. I was trying to understand the etymology, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but he said the same word you said. He just said it quicker.
It's a low-key way for them to say that they're better than you.
I think it was just accent, Drew, to be honest.
It was an accent. It's like the way Drew says profitable, you know? Instead of profitable, he says profitable. You know, I always think he's saying profiteroles, you know what I'm saying? It just makes me hungry.
Profiteroles.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the Italian dessert.
Let's go pizza roll. Keep going.
the Italian dessert, man. You know, I'm always about my sugar. You know what I'm saying?
Italian or they're Dutch?
I thought they were Italian. Well, hold on. Let's do a quick.
What do you know? Give me a cannoli.
Pizza rolls. They are. Are they? Yeah, they.
What
the,
are you talking? I don't even know.
They're considered to be a classic French pastry. But they date back to the 16th century and had their origins in Italy. So I was right.
A French pastry that started in Italy and I had it in Amsterdam.
There you go. Look at that, man. You caught you all around the world. And now, yeah. Anyway, all right. So good stuff, Domain Game. I won. I'd like to thank everybody who's been supporting me all through this journey. You know what I'm saying? We're just out here trying to win. Trying not to sin, high off weed and lots of gin. And rhyming the whole time.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. as pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value. Plus, through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, now we're going to get into NameJet and Jet. We've got a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We're going to talk about what the Sherpa is like and what they don't like. You could go to the domainsherpa.com, so we call it the post page for this episode, and download the Excel, the spreadsheet, which give you the domains, the estimate, take those with a grain of salt, how many back orders as of the time we did the show, when the order end date is, so that you can stay on track from the timing of all of that. And you know, let's go ahead and let's start with the guests. So I'm going to go a little bit I'm going to start with Dan. Do you have the list? And
I got the list.
Dan, don't talk about line 8. Let's save that one for Drew.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's definitely okay. Drew. That's Drew.
Well,
line 11 as well. That's probably
right.
I mean, I'm 13 actually. There's a lot of ones that can talk about it.
I just want to hear him talk about 8.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know which one is which because I got, but I love this list. I love this list.
Shout out to NameJet, man. All right. So, Dan, what do you like, man? You got names you like, names you'd avoid. You know, looking at it from the sort of the lens of a domain investor, you know, what are some names that you think are going to go a little bit too high that maybe, you know, be, you know, that you wouldn't want to, you know, overpay for?
Well, I'll leave those ones to Drew.
Okay.
The ones that are going to go high. But I quite like ventures.org. It's got, out of the list, the most other extensions registered in any of the terms.
Yep, so that's ventures.org.
That's a good metric to look at, is that, you know, there's going to be interest because there's so many of the TLDs registered in that term. I think that's a good metric to look at. The other one there is auto rent. Perhaps doesn't make sense, perhaps in the States, but across Europe, I think that's probably quite a good one. That's got 107 other extensions registered.
Oh, wow. Probably okay, got quite so that's cheap. Auto rent.
Yeah, obviously, Ventures has got 189, I think. Mm-hmm. So those two are like, there's some pretty crappy ones on there. There's some, you know, I watched Jeff and Steve Mahalovich do their podcast earlier. And I think there's some that are sort of small businesses that are good locally, you know, Island Travel, probably not great.
Okay.
But ventures.org, actually, Steve's the man to probably sell that one if someone buys it. Because we sold a bunch of .orgs with him recently.
Steve does love the .orgs, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely up his alley. All right, cool, man. Well, good stuff. All right, Amar, what about you?
Ventures is obviously, I like that one a lot. I kind of like Bladesmith. I think that's a cool brand.
I put that one on there for Drew as well because of his
I like Bladesmith
and Knight collection, you know?
Right. I'd say probably the other one, without talking about Drew's, I'd probably like the Crest. Mm-hmm. Those are probably the two I think that I like besides the big ones. And I think privacylaw.com is another one that developed, I think has a lot of potential. You just maybe, you know, for lead gen, really, you know.
That would be interesting.
It's going to become a bigger and bigger issue going forward. So I think, you know, that's probably a good one.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about legal names, and, you know, Braden obviously has a whole lot of names, you know, and he talks about how they can be pretty challenging, right? But I think because of something like privacy law, which is such a hot topic and it's so important, it'd be interesting to see if that one, I think that one's going to do well, in its auction. Because of how
I have a bunch of legal names too, and they don't sell it, right? But so that's why I was saying that one could be an interesting build out.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm with you. So, all right, cool. All right. It's on Drew. Know which name they're referring to when they're saying.
I mean, I know you guys trying to, you know, bait me into,
There's no bait necessary.
No, you trying to bait me into doing this thing you know I'm going to do that I'm going to do.
All right. I will start with saying that I really like bladesmith.com. Not because I think it's worth, you know, bazillions of dollars, but it's great. I really like buying custom knives. And, you know, that's kind of like.
It's a nice brand, too. It's
the best brand you could have for, you know, for that business. So I love that name a lot. I like the Crest also, which you mentioned. I also like United Solutions. I think that's also United Solutions is one of those just ridiculously generic names that sounds like gobbledygook, like kind of like our brand, Media Options. It's like, what the hell, you know, stupidest brand. I can't believe I've named my company that, but you know, it is what it is. And you know, United Solutions, the same shit. It's like, I don't know what the hell you do, but you sound professional. And,
prestige worldwide.
Yeah.
Boats and hose. Go prestige.
So I could see that going for, you know, United Solutions. Probably, you know, it might be a 10-year hold, you know, but who knows? But it probably goes for real money. Like that probably can sell. There's probably 1,000 companies called United Solutions in the world. And probably one of them will buy that for 25, 50 grand. Maybe not 50, but 25, 30, you know, something like that. 35.
Come on,
so,
Drew. Come on, Drew.
And then there's insurrection.com, which I must have. and you know, we're just gonna create a modest website that will document the fraud, abuse, and you know, Hollywood level, you know, production value of the January 6th insurrection. Anyways, I have a whole bunch of thoughts on that that I'll leave out of this podcast, but I'll
save that for the truth revealed.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, insurrection.com, great domain. You know what I mean? We're going to point that shit at Nancy Pelosi.
Hey, man, you know, it is kind of crazy, though, with the January 6th stuff, how, you know, based on who won
talk
the election.
Talk about rhymes. You got insurrection and resurrection.
Oh, well, and it has been some of that, although it was some bullshit with all them people like the fucking Viking guy just running around the Capitol like shit was.
No, listen, good. Listen, there's two separate issues here. OK,
I couldn't help it. I had to do it. I'm gonna keep it moving.
No, but know? Listen, there's stupid is as stupid does, okay? And we know stupid people do stupid things. If you show up at the Capitol with freaking horns and wearing a beaver skin and running around in a Speedo acting like fucking whatever, you know, Johnny Crockett, bang, Captain America or something, like, then, you know, I don't know what to say. Like, okay, you know, I have no problem throw you in jail for a few days. You know what I'm saying? You probably knew you shouldn't have been doing that shit. And all these people that did stupid shit, yes, fine. But what wasn't okay was that they literally propagated this. They set these poor, stupid people up so that they would do stupid things. They know stupid people do stupid things. So they took stupid people and they set them up and encouraged them, literally encouraged them. They had undercover FBI people and other agency people in this crowd. Bullhorns be like, enter the Capitol, door, you know, open the doors, here you go. You know what I'm saying? You see the videos of the shit before it went down. It's like the guys coming in handcuffs, they enter the Capitol building before all the mad rush came in, and they like take the handcuffs off, dude, they high five them because it's an undercover FBI guy that they pretend to arrest and bring in the Capitol building. So the whole thing was just a scam. Nancy Pelosi's a freaking witch. Just get the hell out of it. You know what I mean? Just go. Right. You got, you know,
how do you really
Mitch
feel?
Glitch, and you got all these.
Oh, dude, Mitch the glitch,
Adam,
man.
You should at least
shift her.
You should at least follow her trades, though. They're profitable.
Yeah, dude, you got to copy trade Nancy Pelosi.
Oh man, she makes she makes Jim Cramer look like, you know, an amateur.
Well, she's like the opposite Jim Cramer. You know what I'm saying? Like Jim Cramer is the kiss of death. Nancy Pelosi, it's like every trade is a winner.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'm with it, man. I think it's interesting. Last one I want to throw out there. What about a name like Train Track?
Train Track, I don't love it. You know what I mean? But it could be a decent brand. You know what I mean? Train Track takes you from one place to another. Everybody's trying to go somewhere.
It's a good brand. The big brand here for train tickets is thetrainline.com, and it's way better than that.
Yeah, you guys are really creative over there.
Hey, you know, we got custom calendars.
Dude, he didn't come up with the brand. He's just telling you.
And I didn't say that he wasn't creative. I just said his tribe wasn't so creative.
Oh, that's it. Now he's dissing your whole tribe, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Dan's never coming back.
Exactly. He's gonna be like, I never should have said yes to this.
Oh, look.
I'm just booking a ticket to Portugal now.
Hey, come over. We got a better tribe. Our tribe is better over here.
That's good. We're gonna make it tribal. All right. So that is NameJet gonna jet. Shout out to our friends at NameJet.
We're gonna make it tribal, says the guy wearing a Philadelphia Eagles, whatever that is.
It's a vest, son. It's a vest. We're excited. We hyped up for our squad. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. You know what I'm saying? What I love, though, is like Philly is, you know, I mean, gets real, real heavy with its sports teams. And, you know, they've got clips of like some dude being perp walked. He just got arrested. Handcuffs. Looks like Discount Kid Rock. You know, they're putting him in the car. The who's following him and is getting put in the squad car. And they're like, you got anything to say? He says, yeah, go Eagles. You know, it's just like, this is how they roll, man. You know?
Hey, like I said, stupid is as stupid does.
Or the other one that I love when you talk about like viral clips of Eagles fans is so we had a wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar, who was on the team and actually was a big, you know, was helped us win a Super Bowl. So big shout out to him. But he had a bit of a stretch where he was dropping some passes. And there was a burning building one time, and to the point that they were literally throwing the kids out the window to the bystanders on the street who were like huge, very, you know, Good Samaritans heroes. And these dudes were like, you know, catching the kids out the window and save these kids' lives, you know. So then when they're talking to him after and they're like, so what were you thinking? What was happening? He's like, well, you know, it was this big fire and then they were throwing the babies out the window, but we was catching them. We was catching them, not like Aguilar.
Oh,
it's like, and it gives him the, not like Aguilar. And it's like just an awesome viral moment. It's so good. And that's what it is, man. So anyway, go Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. All right. Well, so what else is good, Dan? So let's,
for the record, let's just say that it goes down. Like I said, it goes down and the Eagles win. What are you going to do?
But they have to win the way you just said.
Yeah.
So fumble.
Give you your props, man.
Fumble late in the third.
Yeah, fumble in the third.
Down bad. Turn back in the fourth. Turnover in the third. All of a sudden, come alive in the fourth, and they win. In a impossible turn. You know, impossible comeback. Great, one of the greatest comebacks of all time. Some dramatic version of that. Okay, so if that shit goes down like that, what are you going to do?
I'll give you your credit, man. I'll be excited. First of all, I'll be pretty hyped up. And then
Watching sports?
Yeah. I mean, look, we don't watch sports so much because it's like, oh, hey, it's like, you know, it's a shared experience with family and friends. And it's just something to communally sort of root for and that kind of thing. You know, it's more
if
about.
If you don't share the script, it'll be more fun as well.
It will be a little weird. I will admit, if it goes down just like that, normally I'd be freaking out, so excited. We'd all be so hyped up for this comeback. Instead, we're all going to be like, ooh, okay, maybe Drew was right. And that's crazy. Does that devalue the experience? Probably.
I think that'll bother you more that Drew was right.
I'm going to be like, now my team's going to lose. And they'd be like, see, I told you, Drew. I told you so.
All the fraud and all the shit I talked about at the beginning, the only reason they can get away with it is because they got dudes like you locked in on the screen watching the Philadelphia Eagles. Thinking that they're watching something,
but it goes back to what I was saying. It goes back to what I was saying about wrestling and stuff, right? Like, first of all, there's the community piece, the shared experience, but it's also like, look, we watch plenty of stuff for entertainment: Lord of the Rings, Squid Game, like whatever, like, you know. So it's still a storyline, it's a narrative, it's this, you know, and that ultimately is there for entertainment, right?
That is also right. That sense of, but it's also that sense of pride for, in your case, the city. Right. And
well, that's the other thing too about sports teams, right? It's tribal and that it's geographic in nature, right? Mostly it's like if you're from Philly, you're a diehard Philly fan, and that ties people together. So when we walk around in Florida and you see people wearing Eagles gear, we're always like, yo, go Eagles, go Birds. Like everybody, like, it immediately creates a connection, you know? And yeah. So again, it's a community.
And then do you go share like a steak sandwich after that, or what do you do?
Yeah, we go get cheesesteaks, baby.
Cheesesteaks. You
know, it's like, that's exactly right. Actually, so shout out to, I've mentioned these guys on the show before, but you got goldbelly.com where you can order the food, like all the famous food from wherever, you know, so Permanti's, the Pittsburgh sandwich place. We're getting like the Pats, you know, cheesesteaks for the game where they literally put them on, they freeze, you know, and they put them on dry ice and they ship them to you the same day or, you know, overnight. And, you can get the Anchor Bar, Buffalo Wings. You can get the Junior's Cheesecakes, like, you know, all like this iconic type of food, which is pretty neat. So it's all part of the experience, man. We're just trying to, live.
I send my family stuff from Gold Belly sometimes.
Yeah, it's dope.
I like just randomly send shit to their house.
It's a cool thing, man. It's really, really neat. So shout out and great domain like, name.
Gold you Belly. Get a lobster roll.
Yeah.
You know, if Drew's, today, if like, Drew's right, guys, if Drew's right about fish. This. I think we need to get him to, like, we can do it on The Whole Truth, or we can get spoiler alert, and let Drew start ruining these events for everybody.
Listen, if there was one role that I was made for in life, it was to ruin everything for everybody.
Oh, that's great. That's a good way. Yeah, exactly right. That's what I'm saying is like, but now you're relying on.
Yeah, him. I don't even bet on sports, but I'm actually going to put a pretty heavy wager on the Eagles.
I don't know, man. I can't get down like that. I'm still nervous, and I really want my team to win. I don't care if fixed, scripted or not. I'm like, I'm all in, and right. You know, so we want the dub. I want to get that dub, man.
I'll text you with a congrats on Sunday.
I hope so, man. I hope that's what's going to happen. And I'll text.
Do you though? Do you though?
He just wants him to win, dude. Hey, let the man be happy.
All right, I'll keep the dream alive.
Yeah, hey, you said that they're gonna win, man. So technically it's like, you know, great. I'll take a scripted win over an unscripted loss. That's actually a pretty interesting psychological question. Would you rather like your team win because it's a scripted thing, or would you rather it be legitimately decided on like actual merit and performance? You know what I'm saying? I'll take the script. Go Eagles.
That's a very Kantian question.
Listen, I am, you know, I'm in the pursuit of truth. So you tell me that all them shits is they're paying tens of millions of dollars to these people running around doing scripted bullshit. Nah, man, I'm out.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I would agree big picture. I mean, taking this one game aside, I do agree big picture. If you found out that everything was truly scripted, it would completely, like, eliminate a big chunk of the need to even watch
that. I mean, I'm done with boxing. I'll never watch boxing again after that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. You know what I'm saying? Real life, Mike Tyson kills him. Dude.
But that wasn't
just a cash grab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was purely entertainment. That was just entertainment.
And not only that, but
it was still meant to be a boxing match.
Okay, but do you
Mike Tyson is my like superhero.
Do you think an actual, you know, boxing?
I know for a fact that Mike Tyson is the real deal. Like, I can tell you when he was murdering people in the 80s and the 90s, like that was real. That was super real. He is an absolute fucking killer. Okay.
But that wasn't him fighting a fucking YouTuber. Somebody sets it up for him fighting his brother now, right?
Yeah,
Who? Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul's brother?
No, yeah, Jake Paul's going to fight Logan Paul. Jake Paul and Logan Paul are going to fight each other.
Some bullshit.
Brother against brother.
Oh, my God. I hope anybody who pays to watch that, you deserve to lose your money.
Well, we didn't have to pay to watch that one. It was a free on Netflix.
That's the other
thing. Shout out to Netflix.
Talking about like how shitty was that stream.
Time is the most valuable thing you have. It's much more valuable than your money.
And that's a fair point. And I think that becomes the thing with these situations and stuff. If it is scripted, right, it's like it's robbing you not only of the experience, but it's robbing you of your time. And
So let's get back to what matters, which is you're spending time watching another man's professional career versus spending time doing what we do to make money to enhance your own career, right? There's actually where the rubber meets the road is it's all about time in the end. And if you spend your time watching a bunch of other people doing other things, we're making lots of money. It means by definition that you're not spending your time on you making a bunch of money for you and your family. Yep. I choose to spend my time, which is the reason I'm in this chair, because I spend all of my time not watching other men run around in tights. And I actually just spend my time making money in any capacity I, you know, discover.
I hear you, right? I feel you. And, you know, but I would say that it's also
as does Dan's boss.
I was going to say,
who spends zero time watching sports.
Well, I was going to say is, and I was going to use the word equivalate, even though I don't know that that's a word, but I would equate it to, again, watching.
Amar, you don't watch sports, do you?
Not as much as I used to. Used to watch more. And I'll say now what I do, though, is a lot of times it'll be in the background where I'm just kind of like, if I hear like a good play, then I'll rewind it and watch it. But I'm not really sitting there watching. But I think the difference is, Drew, that JT is doing that and Dan is doing that on their kind of like time that is for relaxing, right? It's not taking away from work, because JT, I know for a fact, gets his shit done, right? And I know Dan wouldn't be sitting where he's sitting if he didn't get his shit done, because Yanni wouldn't have that shit, right?
Yeah.
Just like you wouldn't have that shit. If JT was slacking, you would fucking call him out. You're like, listen, motherfucker, fuck your Eagles, get your work done, right? But he gets his shit done. And so that's his way of
Drew's gonna be like, does he know?
And having some fun.
He's like, yeah, I mean, you know, you
all right, look, here's the deal. I'm not here to beat up on anybody in particular. I'm just trying to make the point, because I really do believe that one of the biggest hacks that anybody can make to improving their life is stop watching professional sports and spend that time learning something. Spend that time
making money.
Spend that time trading Trump coin. I don't know. But do something other than watching other professional men run around in tights.
Go do something healthy. So what I've
replaced
a lot of watching sports with playing sports. Right?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I will say this, though, real quick. I think that, to me, equate it to, you know, it's the entertainment piece, so it's no different than watching a movie, right, where you might take that time. And we watch most, like, I don't really watch sports alone. It's funny. It's like, you know, like, I don't drink alone. I don't watch sports alone. You know, like those things. And even if you do, it's okay. But I'm saying that, like, for us, like, you know, my family's Eagles fans, my kids play sports. Like, it all kind of overlaps a lot. Now, I've always watched sports. I've always been a sports fan. But I do think it's an interesting sort of, the way you frame it. Because you don't really even watch TV either, right? So, Drew, I don't even know if you have a TV.
I haven't owned a television in damn near 20 years, 18 years.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting, you know, and you talk about, you know, not wasting time on shit that's going to, you know, again, just be a complete time suck where you could be utilizing that time for other things, you know? So,
well, and he's right about that. There's some people that don't get up on Sunday. They don't fucking get up off their couch on Sundays. All they do is just sit there and watch football all day long. Now,
I know a lot of those people.
Right. And to me, that's a waste of time. Right. But if you're watching your one game every week you care about, cool.
Dan, I'm feeling super attacked up in here, man. You okay? Like, you good?
I just want to know what Drew does to relax. I don't know. Like,
relax. That shit ain't even.
He's like, what does that even mean? He's like, what does that mean? I sleep to relax. I sleep.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. I take a sauna every day. Sometimes I take a sauna and a steam. You know, that's it. That's all I do. Everything else is.
Yeah. Otherwise he's just hitting me up. Why are you not getting shit done? So right. That's it.
Oh, he keeps up with all the latest conspiracy theories.
That's what I was trying to say. I do spend an inordinate amount of time reading. Okay.
You're doing more than that than we're watching sports. Fucking definitely. Like 100%.
Yes, but the difference is that what it's doing is it's framing my view of the world and the way the world works and my perspective.
Yeah, but are you monetizing that though? Because it seems to be
I monetize the shit out of that. I monetize the shit out of that. I would say that is the reason I've been successful in domains, because I'm not a non-emotional robot like Yanni who can just like bop, 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 execute. Oh, no, I said execute Yanni all the time. Here, you know, he's literally one of my favorite human beings on Earth. I don't say that in a that's a good, I actually say that in a positive way. Like, I should be more non-emotional about it. But as a, I say that as a fault of mine is that I do get too emotional. I do, despite my flaws, despite the fact that I don't have a good system, despite the fact that I'm not particularly organized. I am a terrible manager. Therefore, I don't hire more people. I don't scale my business.
I don't want to.
You feel it? That sounds like a, what's that? I think
projection.
It's a psychology term for that. Yeah, that's the shit that came to your mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Projection for sure. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's what he's gonna say.
You know, in spite of all of the reasons that I shouldn't be good at what I do, I am good because I know a little bit about an awful lot of things. And I know a lot about a couple of things. And so that allows me to find patterns that, you know, and that's all it is. The more points of contact you make with the world and the different people, different things, different ideas, different stories, history, you know, I probably read every day 10 medical studies, eight medical studies every day. Every day I find new medical studies and I read them. And we have a whole new way of looking at biology. We have a whole new way of looking at cancer, which is all true. We literally, if you pay attention, everything that we learn as kids, it's all bullshit. It literally is all bullshit. Everything your kids are learning in school, it's all bullshit. What you're going to find out over the next 10 years is that all of the physics that we were told, maybe the basic stuff is the basics, like that's still foundational. But the way that we've thought about physics, string theory, it's all Fugazi. It's all Fugazi. Everything you know about physics is going to change over the next 10 years. Everything we know about biology, it's going to change over the next 10 years. And so, anyways, there's a lot of very interesting things to learn and to read about. And that's what I spend my time doing. Now, you can definitely say that I'm wasting my time. And that would be, you know, a valid argument. But I would argue that, you know, I am able to monetize, you know, my, let's say, pastime of reading esoteric stuff that most people would be like, what the fuck are you doing reading about that? More than you can monetize your, you know, 3-4 hours of sports.
I'm just trying to create memories of my child, you know.
What'd you say?
I'm just trying to create memories of my little boy, basically, you know.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Like, again, you know, my family's all Eagles fans. We get all in. We went to an Eagles game last year. We went to Villanova. So,
by the way, that's also a very different thing. Going to a sports event with your kids, holy support. That's a whole experience. Sitting on the sofa, eating chicken wings, watching grown men on television run around in tights, it's just a different animal.
They're saying
chicken wing sounds pretty good, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Chicken wing does sound good. Right now.
I'm like, hey, you know, but the men in tights doesn't get taken to a different place. You were a wrestler, though, so that's more your jam than my jam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
you know, he liked touching other men in tights.
Exactly right. He's like, gave a whole new meaning to cauliflower ear. You feel me?
Don't knock it till you try it.
But look, I think it is all good. We'll see what happens. We got a big game coming up. We'll see where we are a week from now.
I am excited to see.
But I do think, I have said this to my kids, though. It's funny because when they do get a little too kind of caught up in the fandom of it, where sometimes, like, guys, it's also a lesson in things you can control and not control and how you spend your time and how invested you get in things that are, you know, entertainment based. Right. And I do think Drew makes a really good point about, you know, part of the reason you're really successful is because, you know, you use your free time to just learn. And, you know, and I think that in the domain space, knowing a lot about a lot is a very helpful thing, especially getting it out in front of trends. So all roads lead to domains, getting out in front of trends, being aware of things before the things is obviously hugely important. You know, I think that coupled with just how to best utilize data. And then the other sort of prong that I think that's critically important, aside from just having enough capital to be able to invest in domains, is your network, you know, and like knowing where to go, who to work with, you know, how to get shit done, buying, selling, all that kind of stuff. So I think those are all important pieces, and it does really tie all of this conversation back to domains. And we're about to be out of time. So I think that I'm going to give you a minute, Dan, if you have anything that you want to mention.
By the way, super, I'm so excited. This came out today. Well, it didn't come out today, but the announcement was today. Paul Giamatti, you know, he's a great actor. Great actor.
Okay. Yeah, Sideways.
He's going to play Art Bell, who was, Art Bell was the host of a radio show called Coast to Coast Radio. And it was basically the first place in the public sphere that was discussing conspiracy theories. And this literally actually just came out today. Art Bell was that dude. He was really like the godfather of conspiracy theories. That's going to be a great movie. I'm pretty confident.
Very cool.
And he literally, that dude is the most perfect person to play the role. It's going to be great.
Yep. All right, Dan.
Nothing to add, really, dude.
No doubt. Well, good. Cause we don't have a whole lot of time, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you being on the show today, man. It, you know, first of many, let's definitely make this, you know, at some point I want to have a kicks conversation too. Cause I see you got some Jordan, you got the Jordan ones right there, right? The red and black joints. Those are dope. I see a couple others. We might have to have.
How often do you like switch them out? You wear those? Different.
I've not really worn those ones up there. I've got lots of pairs in rotation though.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, but yeah, super dope, man.
Don't tell me.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you just got sneakers. It's like, yeah, you don't realize how much they cost. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, the value.
I was around at my friend's house the other day. He's like, oh, we've got nowhere to keep them. I don't know where we should put them. I was like, some of those probably in the safe.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's funny. I saw something today where people were showing, you know, they were unboxing like some, you know, Jordans and things, and they sit in the box too long. You know, if you just keep them in a regular shoebox, they'll literally fall apart. Like, shoes are meant to either be worn or truly, like, you know, you kind of got to be careful with if you're collecting kicks for real, you know, not just throw them in the box and put them on a shelf in your closet, because you'd be shocked. You go in 5 years later and the heel is coming off, and you're like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, all that glue in Panama, your shoes would last 1 year because of the heat and the humidity. The glue from the sole, literally your shoes would last less than a year. Crazy.
Hey, good stuff. Fresh Kick Friday. That's actually a thing we used to do back in the day where we had like a little like shoe thing, and you know, I appreciate dope kicks. So good stuff, my dude. And again, thank you for being on the show. Looking forward to having you on again if you'll ever be willing to join us. If you're willing to join us. And Amar, Drew, as always, thank you guys, and to the audience, for those of you that are still with us after all this, to all four or five of you, thank you so much for staying tuned in. We do appreciate you guys. Like I said, on every show, without you, there is no us.
You underestimate how much people appreciate my ranting and raving.
I know they do. They actually do. And we get a lot of feedback, and look, we get thousands of people that watch or listen to every single episode. And I couldn't appreciate y'all more. And, there's no doubt. I mean, even when I was at the ICA, by the way, big shout out to ICA. It was such a great event. Super, like, I just watching that kind of evolve over time. They really, you know, kind of make that.
Glad you grew a pair and flew out.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. We don't have time to get into all that. But you know, at the ICA, plenty of people came up to me and they're like, don't you ever stop doing the AKAs. Or I love when Drew goes off on his, like, you know, his rants, and, you know, and even the domain maxis. It's like, you know, for the few of them that are still out there, Seiger, you know, it's like, I appreciate the timestamps to let me know how to cut through some of this stuff. And, but it is really, you know, it's neat when you realize that, you know, the community, you know, the support out there, it's, the community's bigger. It's not even just the few hundred, I mean, a few hundred people at ICA is great. But you realize how big the domain space is, or people that appreciate, you know, domains, you know, obviously entrepreneurs, marketers, everything else, like, you know, it all roads do truly lead to domains. And, so anyway, appreciate the audience. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you next time. If anybody needs us, you know where to find us. Otherwise, we'll see you next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out. Go Eagles. Fly Eagles. Fly. Let's get it. Go Birds.